Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to Quipscope, the show in which we talk about games that are out, coming out, or are soon to come out. That's right, James.
That's right.
I'm Fraser, not usually on the Triple Jump crew, but I'm here today and I'm joined by someone. Who is it?
Hello, I'm James. Hi, Fraser.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, James.
Lovely to have you.
We're talking about a game that has just come out. What game is it, James? Tell me about it.
Well, Sonic Frontiers.
Yes,
Sonic Frontiers.
Yeah, what a song.
Oh my god. So yeah, Sonic Frontiers. They don't quite have a rocking like intro song like that, but
it doesn't though.
Man, it's I have feelings, I have thoughts about this game, as do many people. It seems like quite divisive at the minute. Although maybe not as divisive as some. But yeah, Sonic Frontier, so it came out the other day, November the 8th. It's literally on all of the platforms. There's no
literally
point
everything,
specifying.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be on your toaster, probably.
It's like Skyrim.
Yeah,
it's on everything.
It's Skyrim 2. Skyrim 2.0. But yeah, it's the first 3D Sonic since Sonic Forces in 2017, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
I will clarify this right now, just that I've not played a 3D Sonic game before this point. And
are you,
I'm
how
not
many...
a huge Sonic fan, so this is very much coming from an outside
point
of view.
We are a fantastic team on this, because I also am not a big Sonic
Excellent.
Fan. I have played a few of the 3D, mostly Sonic Heroes, which we alluded to earlier.
That's fair.
But how does this compare to the 2D ones that you've played?
It's certainly a lot more... I mean, it's a whole extra dimension, and it's clunkier for it. That seems to be... You know, from what I've seen, fans of Sonic are, generally speaking, pretty happy with this game. It's, you know, overall, just sort of like TLDR, is that it does have flaws, but a lot of people are willing to sort of overlook that because the core sort of gameplay and the feel of, like, a lot of it, anyway, seems to be more Sonic-esque. But I'm going to be honest and say that it doesn't feel... super great for me personally. I should also caveat that while I'm not a Sonic fan, my partner Beth is very much a huge Sonic fan. So there we go. We've got balance there.
You've got some balance
in the household.
You're sitting playing it, not loving it, and she's just glued to the screen.
Every time I complained about it last night, she was just like, no,
they
stop
make
it.
Yeah, I mean, Sonic fans seem to hate Sonic Heroes, so I don't really trust their judgment.
Oh dear.
You know?
Well, that's not
What's the game about, though? Because that's the thing that as not a big Sonic guy, that's the thing that's intrigued me. Is this going to hook me as a story?
So, a bit of a context for the story itself. I mean, the thing is, the story's quite vague. So, obviously, you've seen... you might have seen...
Quite Souls-like, then.
...preview sort of... I mean, let's steer away from that one. I mean, yes, it is the Souls. It is the Dark Souls of Sonic games. It is potentially the Breath of the Wild of Sonic games, as is, you know, lots of people had pointed out when the pre-release material was out. It starts off not really saying much. You see Eggman, of course. You've got to see him. Like, it's all kicks off because Eggman wants to mess around with some ancient thing. Seems to get sucked into a portal into a different dimension. Again, I don't know the...
Just your standard.
...finer details of, yeah.
Like standard Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's a standard night, really. Eggman out in the town ends up in a different dimension.
Yeah.
With... That becomes, like, very glitchy. There are a lot of, like...
The game or the dimension?
Luckily it's an intentionally, like, the dimension is intentionally glitchy, and there are sort of like effects on
good
screen.
Way to hide any genuine glitches.
It's now, yeah, that's that may have been an intentional design decision from them, but in fairness, I haven't seen many really bad glitches.
Okay, good.
In that respect. So, yeah, it's a weird sort of like something island. I've already forgotten the name.
Starfall Island.
Yeah,
from the little bits I know about the game from pre-release stuff, you're exploring Starfall Island to collect Chaos Emeralds to defeat Titans.
Yes, so the...
It's like Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, it's basically that. And actually, it's a good comparison because some of the Titan fights do feel Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay.
In that respect, like, you are climbing up them, you're able to, like, wall run. Between that, you've got... So, you know, after Eggman gets sucked into that dimension, you've got a brief sort of cutscene with Sonic flying with Tails and Amy on the Tails plane, whatever that's called.
Yep.
Sorry, Sonic fans. Gonna piss off a lot of people.
Just put an asterisk on screen.
That's fine. We might have to. And then you just end up there on this island, and you're left to sort of explore. You get some tutorial bits and bobs, and the basic sort of gameplay loop is like that, running around this overall island, and then in between you'll have these, you know how Zelda had those shrines?
Yes.
I suppose it serves the same purpose, although it brings you into a different dimension, which actually... the more fun dimensions, it gives you like these little mini snippets of what you think of as more classic Sonic. So you're on a sort of like track, essentially. It's 3D-ish, but you're essentially running forward or whatever the camera wants to do. Get onto that anyway. But
The way that's sort of described, it sounds, if these are going to like different dimensions, are these like mini levels? Like,
they are essentially mini levels
encased in themselves.
Yeah, and they're sort of like little time trial things. You could finish them in, potentially a minute and a half sort of thing. But they encourage like replayability because there are several missions in each one.
Right.
And the level design there is fantastic. So
are those more traditional Sonic levels?
Yeah, and from what I could tell, like more, it's got a bit more of that like 2D feel as well. One of them was actually a sort of fixed to a 2D plane for a lot of it. And
nice.
Others were kind of like your more old school 3D Sonics, where you'll press square to zoom in and attack, but otherwise you're just like legging it, sort of jumping over a few things.
That sounds quite similar to
really fast.
Sounds similar to the Mario Odyssey little bits where you can go 2D and little time trial, little
nice
arcade
little
sort of bits. That sounds quite fun though, like having a 3D open world Sonic with legacy features, I guess, of that sort of aspect.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The open world, though, how does it feel going from Sonic, which is not an open world game? This is their first open world game.
Yeah.
Is it populated? Is there stuff to do?
Well, there are various little bits to do. It's such a weird one, right? Because it's so, like, it's sparse. It's intentionally quite empty in terms of, like, there's not many people there. There are plenty of, like, enemies dotted about here and there. There are activities to do, so little puzzles that start off simply, but that might just be because it's the start of the game. And, you know, related on either just using your attack, your home in attack, or jumping on various platforms to sort of collect one of the various MacGuffins.
Yep.
You've got, like, these, I believe, portal gears to open portals to those little mini levels, and then you've got the keys that will unlock, like, the Chaos Emeralds.
Okay.
There are other things. You Sonic has stats now.
Stats is an RPG.
Yeah, it's basically an RPG.
Wow.
It's fairly sort of similar. It's just, you know, attack, defense, and then I think a couple of other things that may be related to, I think, top speed. I mean, obviously, he's a speedy boy.
Yeah, he's a fast boy.
Yeah, and a couple of other things. And yeah, you can also collect these little, so chows were a big thing in one of the previous ones, or several of the previous ones. You got your kind of chow-like creatures called Cocos.
Okay.
And there's just a load of them dotted about, so again, another collectible. But I will say, before I complain about it, it does feel quite fun once you're going top speed, you're zipping about.
Okay.
And
does he actually feel fast?
He does feel quite fast. Okay. And weirdly, I think it's quite a cool feature as well. Whilst I found it to be really clunky in terms of, like, controls.
Yeah.
You can customize a lot of stuff. So, like, in terms of Sonic's top speed, so that doesn't affect, you know, gameplay top speed and whatnot as well. So presumably it'll go even faster. You can change, like, turning speed, camera speed, I think. There, you can tweak things and customize it to make Sonic your ultimate fast or not so fast boy.
Speedy boy. Yeah. So what then? You mentioned complaints. Before you got into the complaints, what complaints do you have about this game?
It just feels... I mean, overall, it just feels really inconsistent. So, like, the style, you know, you may have seen the meme of, like, the Windows XP background. Yep. With a few rails on it. The design of the game feels so... yes, they've intentionally gone with, like, a glitchy sort of thing, but it just feels like they started building on something and they have these rails floating about and these, you know, you get onto, like, one jump and then you're on a sort of really quick path and those are cool. But there's very little in the way of, like, actual interaction, and the fact that they just seem like they've been plonked in feels really, really bizarre. Like, most games will try and make an effort to, you know, change that and match in with the visual style and identity.
Yeah.
Of, you know, any given level or the game as a whole. This one just feels like it's kind of like they kept it since the early alpha.
Right,
or,
yeah.
You know.
And that was quite... I saw the early footage was quite ridiculed online for... how it looked and looked like it would play. Continue.
I was just gonna say the fact that it pops in as well, that graphically it's, you know, it looks nice when you're sort of stepping back and taking things in as a whole. It's not too bad. And then you start moving obviously really quick, and of course that's going to be a nightmare to sort that out anyway, because he's a fast boy. But
speedy.
There's a lot of pop in. It's really noticeable, especially with the big, you know, the weird floating rails. Pretty much start the game as soon as you're on that sort of island bit, the rain looks kind of weird, and then they decide to, like, zoom in on bits of Sonic to show off these... Well, I don't know what they're doing, because they're not showing off good textures, because they're not good textures. It's very strange.
Fur mechanics.
Around. Yeah, I mean, there are... It's not really much in the way of great graphical detail there, but obviously that's not the selling point of the game. The selling point is, like, it being Sonic and that sort of going fast and, you know, the attitude of Sonic as well. That's another complaint.
Cool guy.
He's a cool guy, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because we've not really heard much of him. He's quipped a few times. Yeah, pretty mediocre. His whole shtick so far, and bearing in mind this is only like 2 hours in.
Yep.
His whole shtick is just, whoa, this is strange. What's going on here? And this obviously may be a bit unfair. I've heard people actually praising the story, so potentially this could go in an interesting direction, and the fact that it's vague may play into its favor. But I gotta say, they're trying to pull people in and convince people that it's a Sonic game when a lot of it just feels so alien. Maybe that's why people like it. Yeah. I don't know. But it feels so alien, and there's none of like the Sonic flavor. There's none of the attitude. The characters don't really get much dialogue, and yeah.
I mean, you kind of answered what my sort of final question was about it, but you said about two hours in, you've been playing.
Yeah.
Are you hooked enough to continue?
Well, I'm curious to find out where everyone else sees in it, to be honest, because I'm like,
it's got decent reviews, right?
Yeah, it's got some pretty good reviews. And, I would say, like, the... also, the camera. The camera is awful, shockingly bad. Especially with, so you mentioned the Titans earlier. I had an absolute mare trying to, like, you can sort of wall run up the Titans, and that was part of the gimmick. It was sort of smashed down and you run up one of its arms. The camera was flipping out there. The inconsistencies again with launching off of that. Sometimes I go forward, sometimes I go back. It seems, very, very unusual, very inconsistent. But I probably will go back just out of curiosity.
Okay.
But because I hate myself, apparently.
I mean, that's why people play games sometimes.
Yes.
But I think we've got just about enough time to hit us with some quips. So, James, what have you got?
Oh, I mean, Sonic Frontiers, more like Sonic Forced out way too early, because I probably should have had a bit more time to think about what they're doing.
That's a good one. I can't top that one. Well done, James.
But I've got another one.
Oh, you've got another one. Is it a good one?
I mean, more like Breath of the Defiled. Defiled the previous one.
Yeah, that was good.
I've defiled the previous clip as well. So
thank you for joining me, James. You can find us at youtube.com/teamdripplejump if you're listening to the podcast feed. If you're listening on YouTube, go and listen to us on the podcast feed as well. That'd be quite nice of you. But thank you for joining us. Is there anything else I've got to round off with, James?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
Let's just say
thank
bye.
You very much.
So all right, 3, 2, 1.
Go fast.
Bye, speedy boys.
Whoa.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.